Good morning, brother and sister and friends.
弟兄姐妹们、朋友们，早晨好。
I was glad that I was able to bring you the sunshine from California.
非常高兴今天我们把加州的太阳带到我们中间。
So it keeps us warm in the Lord.
我们实在是感谢主，他在主里边使我们温暖。
As we share the word of God, I hope that the word of God will continue to give us the warmth and the peace.
当我们来分享主耶稣基督的话的时候，我们盼望着这些话继续给我们带来温暖与平安。
I have met a few of you, but not everyone.
我相信我已经认识我们中间的一些弟兄姐妹们，但是不是所有的人。
So may I just get to know you a little bit?
我愿意再更多一点的认识你们。
So for those of you who have know the Lord as your Savior, can I ask you to stand up?
我请我们中间已经接受主耶稣基督作为救主的弟兄姐妹们先站起来。
Okay, thank you very much. You can sit down.
感谢主，请大家坐下。
Okay, so there's a few of you that did not stand up.
我们有几位朋友没有站起来。
So I hope at the very end you will stand up with us.
我们盼望着在今天聚会结束的时候，你也能够一起跟我们站起来。
Shall we begin with a word of prayer?
让我们开始的时候再有些祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we open up your word,
亲爱的天父，当我们打开你话语的时候
，We pray that your Spirit will set us free.
我们求你的灵使我们自由。
Set us free from the burden of this world.
使我们从世界上的忧虑当中得着自由。
Set us free from the bondage of our sin.
使我们从罪的捆绑当中得着自由。
Set us free from our own pride.
使我们从自己的骄傲当中得着自由。
So that we can get to see your face.
所以我们能够看见你的脸面。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So the burden I have this morning is on the passage in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 29.
今天早晨我的负担是和弟兄姐妹们朋友们交通马太福音第六章25节到29节。
I'm sorry, 34.
是25节到34节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34.
马太福音第六章25节到34节。
I think most of us are very familiar with this passage.
我相信许多的弟兄姐妹们都非常熟悉这一段的经文。
It's called Do Not Worry.
这段经文的题目是不要忧虑。
So, how many of you are free of worry?
我们中间有多少人是不忧虑的呢？
So, if you don't have any worry, you can raise your hand and leave.
如果你没有任何生活当中没有任何的忧虑，你可以举手，然后可以离开我们今天的聚会。
I was looking at the definition of the word worry.
我查了一下这个忧虑它的定义。
In the Oxford Dictionary, in the synonym, there's 53 words that are similar to the word worry.
在牛津的字典里边有53个字和这个忧虑这个字是同义词。
So,That means there's 53 shades of worry in our life.
也就是说在我们的生活当中有53种形式的忧虑。
As I was raising my kids,
当我来抚养我孩子们长大的时候
and when they were in high school, one of the worries is about morality.
在他们在高中的时候我心里面的一个忧虑呢是他们道德关乎于他们道德方面。
It was talking about passing out this prophylactic to the high school students. Condom.
哦，他们在这个高中的里边就发这些避孕方面的东西。
So as parents, we're just saying, why do you promote that? That means you're promoting immorality.
我们就作为父母亲的就会非常的不理解为什么在高中里边要推广这个这不是推广这些淫乱不道德的事情吗
So when I was in Seattle the the last 2 days, I thought, wow, Seattle looks pretty good, pretty clean. Everybody seems happy, no worry.
当我在西雅图的时候，我觉得西雅图挺好的，西雅图很干净，每个人大家都很安静快乐。
So this morning, I was going to in the restaurant, going to the bathroom, and outside the door, I saw the man sign.
是今天早晨我们去餐馆的时候，在那个餐馆的厕所。男厕所的门的后边看见一个标志。
And then there's a sign. It said, please use this bathroom as your sexual identity fits you.
这个标志上面说呢，你可以使用这个厕所，是按照你自己的性取向的决定来使用的。
So we're in a world that is so corrupted.
我们今天生活在一个非常败坏的世界当中。
There's a lot of things to worry.
很多的事情让我们忧虑。
I mean, my son has been out of job for over a year.
我的儿子他已经有一年多没有工作了。
And my wife is going to have some surgery.
我的妻子呢也要有一个手术。
So there are many things we cannot not worry.
很多的事情使我们不得不忧虑。
There's so much bullying in school.
在学校里边有凌霸。
So,We all know there's so many things that worry us.
我们知道有许多的事情让我们担忧。
When I was 12 years old,
当我12岁的时候
we have four children in the family.
我们的家里边有四个孩子。
My mother gathered all of us around, the four children.
我的母亲就把我们这四个孩子召集在她的身边。
So at the bottom of a drawer, she opened up,And she took out four letters.
在这个抽屉里边的底下，她拿出了四封信。
So those are the fortune teller who my mom would bring them our birth dates and time, and then they would write up our fortune.
这些信里边的内容是关我们的母亲把我们的生日放给那个算命的人，关乎我们的这个命运的。
And my mother told me, I still remember, she said that the fortune person was telling her that she was reading my fortune, but up to my 50 years old time, he cannot see anything after that.
我的母亲告诉我说呢，这个算命的人已经按照你的生日算过了，他只能算到你50岁的时候，当50岁之后呢，他就没有办法再看见了。
So he said that your son probably...were very sick and may not pass that year.
所以他说你的儿子呢可能到那时候会非常生病，也许不会活过50岁。
So since 12 years old, I'm walking around with the worry like I have a death certificate at age 53.
所以在我12岁开始的时候，我心里面就有一个忧虑，因为我已经拿到了一个死亡证，就是在53岁的时候就会死亡。
You may be guessing right now how old I am.
或许你可以猜一下我现在有多大。
I'm 10 years younger than brother's son.
我比孙弟兄还年轻10岁。
So if you want to know how old I am, you can ask him.
想知道我多大的话，可以先问一下孙弟兄多大。
So one thing I think we all agree is worry has no ceiling.
我们有一件事情我们必须都同意的，就是这个忧虑呢它是没有上限的。
There's no limit, there's no boundary.
没有界限，没有忧虑是没有界限的。
Worry will invade us whether you know Jesus as your savior or even if you're not a believer.
忧虑对于我们来讲，不论是我们认识主，或者是你还没有认识主，它都会侵入我们的生命当中。
So I'd like to read you the passage from Matthew chapter 6.
所以我们要读一下马太福音的这些经文。
So I want to let you see that in this 9 verses, there's 8 question mark.
我要弟兄姐妹们、朋友们注意的是，在这九节中经文当中有八个问号。
You should understand one thing about God and the Lord is he like to ask you a question.
我们需要知道我们的神，他会问我们一些非常重要的问题。
Because when He asks you a question, he makes you think.
因为当他问你问题的时候，是要你来思考。
He makes you aware what kind of trouble you're in.
他让你知道你在一个怎样困难的光景当中。
So remember when in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve sinned and is hiding.
我们记得在伊甸园里边，亚当和夏娃他们犯罪之后躲藏神。
God asked Adam, "Where are you?"
神就问亚当，人呐，你在哪里？
You think God doesn't know where Adam is?
你是以为神难道不知道亚当在什么地方吗？
So God asked the question so Adam aware what happened, what he sinned against from God.
神问亚当的目的是让亚当要去明白发生了什么。罪所产生的结果是什么？
So same thing after Cain killed Abel, God say, "Where's your brother?"
所以同样也是当该隐杀了亚伯的时候，他问该隐，你的兄弟在哪里？
So in these 9 verses, God is asking you 8 questions.
所以在这九节经文当中，神问我们八个问题。
So, and also in these 8 verses, the word "do not worry" appear 3 times.
在这九节经文当中，不要忧虑一共出现过三次。
So if anything you remember this morning is "do not worry."
所以今天早晨，如果你能够不记得其他的事情，但是需要记得一件事情，不要忧虑。
So it's amazing, but this is a promise from God.
这是一个何等奇妙的事情，但是这是神的应许。
But because truly by his promise, you need not to worry.
的的确确的是，因着他的应许，我们不需要忧虑。
So that's what I'd like to share this morning is how we cannot be worried.
所以今天早晨我要和弟兄姐妹朋友们分享，我们怎样才能够不忧虑。
So in verse 25,
25节。
Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear.
25节，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Is not life more than food?And body more than clothes.
我们刚才读过，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
So this is one of the key verse.
这是一个关键的一句话。
Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?
生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣服吗？
Verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet.Your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?
26节，你们看天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
And again, I want you to pay word, your heavenly Father.
我这里请弟兄姐妹朋友们注意，这里边讲到你们的天父。
Your heavenly Father.
你们的天父。
It's a relationship.
这是一个关系。
Easily they can use the word God. God feed them.
他神要养活这些飞鸟。
So when Jesus was giving his oracle, he used the word your heavenly Father.
当主耶稣基督来做这个比喻的时候，他说是你们的天父。
It's a relationship with God.
是我们和天父之间一个生命的关系。
And he said, "Are you not more valuable than they?" That means to the bird and the grass.
这里边他问说：“你们不比飞鸟，不比这些贵重吗？”讲到飞鸟或者是草。
Verse 27. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数增加一刻呢
？Verse 28.And why do you worry about clothes? See the flowers of the field grow, they do not labor or spin. Yet, I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed one was dressed like one of these?
28, 29节，为何何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地的百合花怎样长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
Verse 30. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith?
三十节，你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Again, pay attention to the word tomorrow.
我们这里边请朋友们注意，这个词是明天。
It mentioned three times.
这里边明天一共提过三次。
Again, pay attention. How much more God will clothe you?
这里边讲到神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Verse 31. So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?" For the pagan runs after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
31, 32节，所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这些都是外邦人所求的。你们所需用这一切的东西，你们的天父是知道的。
So as you see in the beginning, the first part, Jesus was using the word, what you will eat, what you will drink.
所以我们看见从开始的时候，我们的主耶稣基督说，是你在考虑的是吃什么，喝什么。
And now he changed it to what shall we eat, what shall we drink, what shall we wear.
现在到最后的时候呢，他是说我们要吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
So the Lord is saying that we all worry. We all worry. You cannot escape from worry.
主这里边告诉我们说，我们都忧虑，没有人可以从忧虑里边逃脱。
It's not just you, it's me, it's everyone in this room.
不仅仅是你，也是我，是在我们中间的每一个人。
But first seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
但是你们要先求神的国和神的义。这一切都要加给你们。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑。一天的难处，一天当就够了。
Do not worry about your life.
我们不需要为生命忧虑。
Do not worry about tomorrow.
不需要为着明天忧虑。
And it's a promise.
这是一个应许。
A promise by God.
是神的应许。
He said, is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?
这里面告诉我们说，生命不是胜于饮食吗？身体不是胜于衣裳吗？
And then it mentioned two examples, two evidence that we can examine.
这里边他给我们讲到两个例子，是我们可以去考察的。
God feed the bird in the air.
神喂那些天空的飞鸟。
There are 60 billion birds in the universe.
在我们的这个宇宙当中，有六亿的鸟。600亿。billion。
50 billion。
500亿。
And said they do not sow or reap or store away in barns.
他们也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里。
Even though they don't sow or reap like we do, we work hard, we labor hard, we labor in our life.
他们不像我们一样在地上劳苦耕种 收获。
And we even store away in bonds, in bank, in your account.
我们呢也积聚在这个仓库里边银行的账号里边。
But here said that God, the Heavenly Father, feed them.
这里边告诉我们说神 我们的天父尚且养活他们。
And then it said, see how the flower of the field grow, they do not labor or spin.
这里边主另外一个例子说，你看那野地的百合花，它们怎样长起来，它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
We men, we labor, we spin, we toil, we make clothes, we labor so that we can have covering.
我们劳苦，我们纺线，我们努力的工作，使我们能够有衣裳穿。
And he said, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
但是主在这里面告诉我们说呢，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他的穿戴还不如这个小花一朵。
And if that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown away into the fire, how much more will He more clothe you?
如果神是这样的装饰这些野地的草、野地的花，他们今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，他是怎样要装饰我们的？
So when the verse said, "Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?"
第一件重要的事情是，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣服吗？
What does it mean?
这意味着什么呢？
It's talking about how God will feed us, will lead us and guide us when we trust Him.
这里边讲到，当我们相信神的时候，他要喂养我们，他要引领我们。
So it's a life that under the provision, the providence of God.
是我们的生活呢，是在神的供应，在神的主权之下。
It's talk about that God provides for us. God knows all our need.
是讲到神知道我们的每一个需要，他要来满足我们的每一个需要。
So it's talk about that by trusting who God is, what He's provided for us is more than what you can do for yourself.
讲到我们如果相信神，他能够提供我们生活当中的每一个需要，是能够超过我们自己努力所获得的。
Is not life more than food?
生命不胜于饮食吗？
You can reap, you can sow, you can labor.
我们可以去种、去收、去劳苦、纺线。
But the Heavenly Father feeds you.
但是是我们的天父，他喂养我们。
So in these verses talk about that God is a creator.
所以这节经文告诉我们说，我们的天父他乃是那个宇宙的创造者。
He feeds his creation, the bird and the grass.
他供养他所创造的万物，包括飞鸟和地上的草。
But how much more he feeds you?
但是神
man make under his image.
对于神借着他自己形象所造的人，他要更多的供应他们。
Your heavenly Father knows your need.
我们的天父知道我们的每一个需要。
It's a relationship.
这是一个关系。
A father and son relationship.
是一个父与子的关系。
Our heavenly Father not just provides and He loves us, He seeks after us, He pursues after you.
我们的天父不仅仅供应我们，他乃是爱我们。他来寻找我们。
When I first came to America in 1972, I was living in Iowa.
当我一开始来到美国的时候，是1972年，住在俄亥俄，Iowa州。
It was very cold.
在那边非常冷。
Maybe for weeks, it'll be under 20 degrees.
甚至于几周的时间呢，是温度是在零下二十度。
So my first week went to school, it was during winter time.
我第一周来到美国的时候是在冬天的时候。
So I have a jacket I bought from Hong Kong. It was heavy, from coming from Hong Kong.
我从香港来，在香港那边呢，在那边能买到一个非常厚的夹克衫。
So I was walking down the school in the hallway and it was cold.
我在学校里边走路的时候，在走廊里面感觉到非常冷。
So there was a Caucasian young man were just walking by each other.
我那边看见一个白人的同学，我们走了、碰头过来。
So we crossed and then he introduced himself And his father is a pastor.
我们碰头的时候呢，他就停下来介绍说他他的父亲呢是一个牧师。
So he had a very warm cloth with furs inside and outside, and it looks like an Eskimo, you know.
他有一个非常那个温暖的衣服，里外都有毛，好像那个爱斯基摩人的衣服。
So he looked at mine, he said, "Oh, is that all you get?"
他看看我的衣服说，哎，你就穿这么少吗？
So he said, "You need something warmer. You're gonna be so cold." He used a certain word which I won't use.
他说呢，你需要更加厚一点的衣服，否则的话你会非常冷的。
So we share a few words and then we depart.
我们交谈了几句就离开了。
So the next day,
第二天
we cross our path again in the hallway.
我们又在走廊里边遇见了。
He had an old jacket on.
他还是穿了那个原来那个那件夹克衫。
A very heavy old jacket with cigarette hole and stain.
哦，他穿了一个非常旧的夹克衫，上面还有那个烟头所烧的洞。
And he had a small bag, plastic bag in his hand.
他手上呢拎了一个小的袋子。
Now he's from the Midwest. That's how we talk.
他是从中西部来的。
He said, "Hey man, this is for you."
他说的 ，Hey， 这就是给你的。
So inside that bag was his new jacket, his Eskimo jacket.
在这个袋子里边呢，是他上次穿那个新的夹克衫是那个像爱斯基摩人穿的一样的。
So he said, "Wear this, otherwise you're going to freeze your buns." He said.
他说你要穿上这个衣服，否则你会冻坏的。
So he said, "Oh, I just went to the basement. I just dug up my old jacket. It's still good for a couple years."
他说我到了我的地下室，找到了我这个旧的夹克衫，这个还可以穿一两年。
God's love was seeking me at that time.
神的爱在那个时候就抓住了我。
God knows our need.
神知道我们的需要。
You have a heavenly father.
你在天上有一位父亲。
He's accessible 24/7.
他在我们的生活当中的每个时刻都是我们可以亲近的。
If you would try to write to the White House and say you'd like to visit the president,
如果我们想象我们给白宫写一封信，说我要去访问总统，
How many of you think you will have a chance to go into the White House and meet the president?
我们中间有多少人相信我们会有机会去白宫去见总统？
有没有人相信呢？
有没有人相信呢？
I think Brother Sun may have a chance. He's a godly man.
或许孙弟兄会有机会。
But if you are the son of the president,
但是如果你是总统的儿子，
you can run through the security guard,
你就可以冲过那些那个警保卫人员。
You can open the door of the Oval Office,
你可以打开椭圆办公室的门。
And you can run to the president and sit on his lap,
你就可以呢跑到总统面前坐在他的腿上。
Anytime,
任何的时候。
So we have this privilege with the Heavenly Father.
我们在天父面前也有一个这样的特权。
And He knows our need.
他知道我们的需要。
May I share another situation that how the Lord has knows me and provide for me.
我要再分享一个经历，是神怎样他认识我，他来提供我的需要。
In California, a lot of us, we had allergy, hay fever, running nose.
在加州很多的人呢都有这个花粉过敏，流鼻涕。
And I was very famous in my fellowship.
我在我们的聚会当中呢，这个也是挺出名的。
Because, you know, so many times my nose would be running and I would be so embarrassed and everyone's, you know, feel sorry for me.
很多的时候我就一直在流鼻涕，然后大家都知道，很多人都为我感到伤心。
And it was getting worse and worse.
并且呢越来越糟糕。
So there was one Saturday I was preparing for a message on Sunday.
有一个星期六我正在为着接下来的主日预备信息。
And my nose was running, it was dripping onto my Bible.
我的就流鼻涕流到我的圣经上。
And immediately I felt that, Lord, how if I would be standing tomorrow and it will be so, what's the word, unrespectful to the Lord.
所以我心里边就在想，如果明天早晨我站在讲台上仍然是这样的话，这好像是一个非常不尊重的一个感觉。
And then all of a sudden, I mean truly, all of a sudden I remember, how come for so many years I forgot to tell, to pray about my allergy?
所以突然间里面有一个感觉，那是个非常突然，我记得很清楚。为什么这么多年我没有为我的花粉过敏祷告？
I mean, I tried acupuncture, they put needles in my stomach for months, it didn't help.
我试过针灸，把那个针扎到我的胃里边，几个月都没有什么帮助。
So right at that time, I get on my knee and I pray to the Lord.
就在那个时候，我跪下来向神祷告。
I said, Lord, for your glory, for your glory, I'm standing for you tomorrow.
我说神呐、啊，为着你自己的荣耀，因为明天早晨我要为你站起来。
I don't even know how I pray.
我不知道我是怎样祷告的。
After I pray, in 5 minutes,
我祷告之后五分钟
，there's no more running.
我的鼻子就不再流鼻涕了。
And it's been over 20 years.
到现在为止已经是二十年了。
The Lord knows.
我们的主知道。
The Lord provide.
他也供应。
In His timing.
是按照他自己的时间。
When I was a foreign student and early on, there are so many things worry me.
当我一开始来到美国作为一个外国的留学生的时候，很多的事，我为着很多的事情忧虑。
I worry about that I never see my family.
我忧虑我可能永远不会再见到我的家庭了。
Because this is over 50 years ago, flying is not like Uber, you can go in and out real quick, you know.
因为这是在五十年之前的，我们的这个那时候的坐飞机并不是像今天我们坐计程车这样的容易。
So whenever I face decision, or sometimes it's not a decision, it's just something very empty in my heart.
很多的时候，当我需要做决定，或者甚至不是做需要做决定，就是我在心里边感到空虚的时候。
I will call my father in Hong Kong.
我就会给我在香港的父亲打电话。
I was fortunate that my father and I had a very good relationship.
非常有幸的是我和我的父亲有个非常美好的关系。
So every time I call my father, I feel like I'm back into the cocoon, you know, and it feels so warm and comforting and it's a relief.
每次当我给我父亲打电话的时候，我就好像那个虫回到那个茧里边一样，感觉到非常的安全，也非常的温暖。
And this is only my earthly father.
这只是我地上的父亲。
How much more our heavenly father will love you and guide you?
我们的天父更是要比这些更爱我们，来引导我们。
There's a word in this passage is such precious to all of us.
这节经文当中有一个词对我们来讲是非常的宝贵。
You are much more valuable to God.
就是说你比这些在神的眼中是更有价值的。
You are much more valuable to the Heavenly Father.
你对着神来讲比这些更有价值。
But right away, God reminds us, the passage reminds us that we have no control of our life.
这些经文告诉我们说我们对我们的生命是没有控制。
We are so weak.
我们非常的软弱。
He said that you cannot by worrying add a single hour to your life.
这里边告诉我们说，你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数增加一刻呢？
Last year in August 29th on a Tuesday.
去年在8月29号一个星期四的星期二一个星期二
My sister from Hong Kong called me
我在香港的姐姐给我打电话
said that my 96 years old mother is going to be passing very soon
告诉我说呢我96岁的母亲可能很快就要离开这个世界
So my other brother in Denver, Colorado and I immediately we booked a ticket to go back Tuesday night
所以我的弟兄他当时是在丹佛我们很快就买了飞机票要回到香港
So my mom at the time still has her conscience was still there
那个时候我们母亲意识还清楚
So my sister told her Okay, be strong Your favorite son Not me, my other brother From Denver is coming
所以我的姐姐就告诉我的母亲说你要坚强因为你最喜爱的那个儿子不是我是在我丹佛那个弟兄他们马上要回来看你
So we're very anxious to go back and by the way she accepted the Lord in March 2023
我的母亲呢我们很快就要回去我们母亲是在2023年的3月接受主的
So we make all the plans But within an hour, my sister called back.
我们在那边等飞机，在一个小时的时候，我的姐姐给我打电话。
She said, "Mom passed away."
我母亲已经过世了。
Within an hour,
是在一个小时之内。
Truly, you cannot add 1 hour to your life.
实在是我们不能够思虑，使我们的寿数增加一刻。
About 10 years ago, I went to the doctor and said, "Your blood test is not good."
在十年之前，我去看医生，他说你的血的检查结果不好。
He said that your PSA was 10.95.
他说你的 PSA 的只是10.5。
It's very high and possibly is cancer.
这个指数呢非常高，很有可能是癌症。
Need to do biopsy.
你需要做活检。
I was in the office at the time, and the office manager must saw something on my face.
我那个时候正在办公室，我们的经理看见我的脸上有变化。
So I told her about the blood test, and she started crying.
我就告诉她这个血液检查的结果，她就开始哭了。
I told my daughter she was also working in the office with me, and she started crying.
我告诉了我的女儿，她当时也是和我在一个办公室工作，她也开始哭了。
When I went home, I told my wife.
当我回到家的时候，告诉我的姊妹。
She didn't cry.
她并没有哭。
I thought,
我心里边在想
，Did she not love me?
难道她不爱我吗
？So I asked her, "How come you don't cry?"
所以我问他为什么你没有哭呢
And she said, God holds tomorrow.
他说呢是神掌管明天
He holds tomorrow.
他掌管明天
The passage we read earlier in verse 34.
我们刚才读到这节经文的第34节
He said, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
这里边说，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处，一天当就够。
There's worry every day. There's new worry tomorrow.
在我们的每
It will never end. That's what he said.
在我们的每天的生活当中都有忧虑，明天有明天的忧虑，还有新的忧虑会来到。
So what we're preaching is not a prosperity gospel that if you believe in Jesus, your life will be perfect.
我们所传讲的不是一个这个一个完全没有忧虑的这样的一个福音。
What we're talking about is a relationship with God, the Heavenly Father.
但是我们所讲的乃是一个关系，是我们跟天父之间的关系。
You cannot control your life.
我们不能够控制我们的生命。
He said that the body more than clothes. Your body is, and the body is more than clothes.
这里面告诉我们说，身体胜于衣裳。
When he used the example of Solomon and the grass and the flower,
就在这里边是用所罗门和地上这些花朵作为例子。
He used the word splendid or the glory of Solomon.
这里边告诉我们说，在所罗门极荣华的时候
，It's talk about that. When he talk about the body, it actually means what is your purpose in your life? What is the meaning of your life?
这里边的身体呢，是讲到我们生命的目的，我们生命的意义到底在哪里
？When you talk about the flower fade away.And the splendid of Solomon had vanished. What does that mean?
这里边讲到这些花朵要消失，所罗门极荣华的时候要消失，什么意思呢
？So here's talk about that you can spend your whole life labor and toil to be successful, but at the very end, your glory will disappear, will vanish.
这里边告诉我们说呢，我们可以在我们的一生当中劳苦努力及。取得极大的荣华，但是当人生结束的时候，这一切都将消失。
The Bible uses the word vanity of vanity.
圣经告诉我们说是空虚当中的空虚。
Chasing after the wind.
好像是追风一样。
When I'm standing here speaking to you,
当我站在这里边和朋友们讲话的时候
，and especially those you have not know Jesus as your Savior.
特别是这我们中间还没有接受主耶稣基督做救主的。
I feel a burden that, and I pray that God will speak to you.
我里边的一个感觉呢，就是一个负担，愿神亲自对你说话。
Because today is a time that can determine life and death.
因为今天可以决定于生与死。
It can determine do you live with worry the rest of your life or you live with joy the rest of your life.
它决定于你今后的人生是一直活在忧虑当中，还是活在喜乐当中。
The world is filled with sin, darkness.
今天这个世界充满了罪恶。
That's why there's so many conflict among nation, among people in the family.
所以国与国、人与人、家庭之间充满了矛盾。
But the most important is where is your eternity?
但是最重要的是你的永恒在哪里
I live probably a good part of my life.
我相信我已经活了我人生的大半部分时间
In my practice, I see a lot of patients, some come and go.
我在我自己的这个职业当中也看见了许多的病人他们来他们也离开了这个世界
Everyone work hard.
每个人都在努力的工作
They try the best.
都在尽自己最大的努力
Worry is not immune to anyone.
忧虑不是对我们每个人任何人有免疫的，每个人都会有忧虑。
But at the end of your life, what is your reward?
但是在我们人生结束的时候，我们的奖赏在哪里
？Is it heaven or hell?
是天堂还是地狱
？Only a righteous person, a person without sin, can be accepted to God.
只有那个义的人，没有罪的人，可以被神所接受。
I wish God will speak to your heart today.
我盼望着神今天对着你的心说话。
That you will find the true peace by your heavenly Father.
你可以在你的天父里边找到那个真正的平安。
You are valuable in the sight of God. You are made in His image.
我们是按照神的形象所造的，在他的眼中，我们是何等的宝贵。
In the passage we read earlier, there's another key word.
在我们刚才读这些经文当中，有另外一个关键词。
He said, "You of little faith."
说你这小信的人呐。
You of little faith.
你们这小信的人呐。
So this is a question God is asking you right now?
这是问着我们每个人对我们个人的一个问题。
Well, I guess there's three kind of faith.
我相信这里可能有三种的信心。
There's no faith.
有人没有信心。
There's little faith.
有小信的。
And there's great faith.
还有呢，有充足信心的人。
I was one with little faith before.
我曾经是小信的人。
In my early years in my practice, I was working very hard and I was chasing the world.
在我早年行医的这些年日当中，我非常努力的工作，一直在追求这个世界。
Like the passage said, I was running after all these things. I was running after the world. I was running what the world is offering to me.
我在追这个世界，追这个世界所能够提供给我的。
I was married in 1978.
我在1978年结婚。
Yeah, that's correct. And you know, the tradition is when you have your wedding cake, the top layer, you put it in the freezer. And then a year later, you bring it out to celebrate your 1 year anniversary.
在那时候我们有一个传统，就是当这个结婚婚礼的蛋糕的最上面这一层呢，是把它保留起来放在这个冻箱里边，一年之后，这个一年的纪念日之后拿出来纪念。
How many of you have done it?
我们中间有人做过这样的事吗？
没有啊。
哦，
都没有。
Well, I did.
我确实这样做了。
And at the 1 year anniversary, we took that cake out.
所以结婚一年纪念日的时候，周年的时候，我们就把这个蛋糕最上层拿出来。
Something hit me in my heart.
在我的心里边有一个东西打击在我的心里。
Something very cold hit me in my heart.
一个非常冰冷的感觉在打击着我的心。
I look at the relationship of me and my wife.
我看了我和我妻子之间的关系。
After 1 year.
一年之后
，It was as cold as that cake，
就好像这个蛋糕一样冷。
I was successful in the world，
我在世界当中是成功的。
The verse hit me was， What do you profit if you gain the whole world and lost your life？
这节经文就来到我的里边，你若赚得了全世界，又失去了你的生命。
People who doesn't know the Lord run after those things.
这些不认识主的人就在追逐着这些事情。
I can tell you, we all do at one point.
我可以告诉大家，我们在人生当中的某一个阶段都曾经这样做过。
And we know that at the very end is a dead end. You fall into a cliff.
我们知道这个终点呢，就是一个死胡同，好像我们来到一个悬崖之上。
But praise the Lord, the Heavenly Father knows.Our real need is.
但是感谢赞美主，因为我们的天父知道我们真实的需要。
You need to first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们需要先求他的国，他的义。
And all these things will be given to you.
这一切的事情都要加给你们。
Sin is what separates us from God.The righteous God, the God who created us,
是因着罪把我们和神这位公义的神创造我们的神分离开。
So in order to have this relationship with the Heavenly Father, our God, your sin need to dealt with.
如果我们需要和这位创造爱我们的神之间有关系，罪必须被对付的。
The last time when I was sharing about the gospel, I list nine things what sin is.
上一次我和弟兄姐妹们分享福音的时候，我们提到至少有九件事情是关乎罪的。
I'm going to read that to you again.
我要和弟兄姐妹们再读一次。
So one of the gospel friends was among our midst, and she heard that.
有一个福音朋友曾经在我们中间，她听见了。
And then afterwards, she came to me. She said, "Oh, you mentioned nine things." I think I score 8 out of 9.
他说你提到了九件事情，但对我来讲呢，这九件事情八件事情我都占了。
So I'm going to read this and take account to see whether what I mentioned maybe is what separating you from God.
我要再把这些重新读一遍，看看是哪些事情把我们与神之间分离了。
Lying,
谎言。
Pride,
骄傲。
Pride destroys a lot of family.
因为骄傲毁坏了很多的家庭。
The pride between the husband and wife is so deep, and that's what destroys family.
在夫妻之间，这个骄傲所产生的非常重要的影响是家庭分裂。
Greedy,
是贪婪。
Lust,
是这个邪情私欲。
Idol worship,
敬拜偶像。
Bad temper,
坏脾气。
Selfish,
自私。
Jealous,
嫉妒。
Not honoring your parents,
不尊敬父母。
That's a longer list.
所以这是一个非常长的一个清单。
But these are the things that separate us from God.
但这些事情把我们与神分离了。
The Bible said you need to repent.
圣经告诉我们说我们需要悔改。
Not regret.
不仅仅是一个失望。
There are many prisoners in jail that they did something very wrong and they regret.
在监狱里边的许多的人，他们做了错事，他们非常的后悔。
But the word repent means not just you know you did something wrong, but you turn away and you seek after God for forgiveness.
但是悔改的意思不仅仅是说我们认识到我们自己做了错事，乃是说我们要改正，我们要重新回到神的身边。
In John chapter 3 verse 16, it said,
约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们，
For God so loved the world,
神爱世人，
Everyone,
是爱每一个人，
Everyone,
每一个人，
You know him or you don't know him,
无论你认识他还是不认识他，
For God so loved the world, he, now let's just, when we open the Bible, if you have one, I think this is a,
有圣经的弟兄姐妹朋友们，我们可以打开圣经。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
When it said about his one and only son or his unique son,
这里边讲到他的独生子是他那个唯一的一个独特的儿子。
It's not about his only have one son or two son. It doesn't mean like number only one son.
不是说他有，比如说两个儿子，这是第一个儿子，不是的，这是乃是他独特的唯一的儿子。
It's talk about he came and died on the cross for our sin.
是这个独特的儿子，他来为着我们的罪死。
He died on the cross in place for the punishment of our sin.
他在十字架上代替了你我的位置，死在十字架上，经受了对罪的惩罚。
Our sin deserved the punishment.
我们的罪是需要被惩罚的。
For in eternity.
但是是在永恒当中要经历惩罚的。
But Jesus came and died on the cross on your behalf.
但是主耶稣基督来到这个地上，死在十字架上，是为着你。
So the love of God is a sacrificial love.
我们神的爱是一个牺牲的爱。
Scott is my son-in-law.
Scott 是我的女婿。
About 8 years ago, he came to speak to me and my wife.
在八年之前，他来到我们家，和我的姊妹和我说话。
We're waiting for a while. He came and asked for permission.
我们等了一段时间，他是实际上来要取得我们的许可的。
So we gave him a little test.
所以我们就开始要试验他一下。
We ask him, what is your favorite book in the Bible?
我们问他说，你在圣经当中最喜欢的一卷书是哪一卷？
We ask him, what is the definition of love?
我们问他圣经当中对爱的定义是什么？
I can tell he was shaking the whole time.
所以我看见他里边开始紧张发抖。
So I finally asked him the most important question.
所以最后呢，要问他一个最重要的问题。
I said, if my daughter need a kidney, would you give her your kidney?
我问他说，如果我的女儿需要一个肾，你会把你自己的肾捐给她吗？
Well, praise the Lord, he said yes.
感谢赞美主，他说我会的。
He got my blessing.
所以他就取得了我的祝福。
That's sacrificial love.
那就是因为那是一个牺牲的爱。
That is the love that Christ died on the cross for us.
那就是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们流血舍命的爱。
So that's the faith we need to be saved, to have a relationship of God, with God.
这是我们需要的信心，使我们能够和神之间建立一个关系。
For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So how much faith you have?
我们有多少信心呢？
You have the saving faith?
我们有这个得救的信心吗？
To believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
要一切相信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So eternal life doesn't start when you die.
永生不是当我们死了之后才开始。
Eternal life starts the moment you accept Jesus as your savior.
永生是当我们接受主耶稣基督那一刻就在我们里面开始。
There'll be peace and rest and no worry.
那就会带来给我们带来平安喜乐，没有忧虑。
But our faith needs to grow.
但是我们的信心是需要长大的。
So we need to go from little faith to great faith.
我们需要从一个小信长到一个充满的信心。
There's a verse always comfort me.
有一句话圣经当中总是给我带来安慰。
We talk about that our heavenly Father number all your hair.
这里面讲到我们的神呢，我们的头发的数字在他面前都数过。
There's not one hair fell on the ground without the approval of the heavenly Father.
就即便是我们头发当中没有一根掉在地上不是神所允许的。
Do you have the faith?
你有这样的信心吗？
As I said, we are not preaching a prosperity gospel.
我刚才讲到，我们不是传讲一个这个社会福利的福音。
Like I said, tomorrow there will be trouble. Tomorrow there will be worry. Worry is in this world is not going away.
因为明天我们仍然还有忧虑，还有难处，这个忧虑难处不会消失。
And that's because the sin is in this world.
因为罪在这个世界当中。
My youngest daughter, when she was 8 years old.
当我的最小的女儿八岁的时候，
she was diagnosed with a condition that she will be growing prematurely.
所以她那时候呢被诊断成一个她会一个先天性的早熟。
It's called a progeria.
就是这个医学词 progeria.
So which means that when she will be 18 years old, she will look like a 70 years old person.
也就是说当她在18岁的时候她会看上去像70岁的人一样。
That worries us as parents.
作为父母亲我们非常的忧虑。
We came to the Lord in prayer.
我们来到神的面前祷告。
We pray for his mercy.
我们祷告他的怜悯。
We know that he holds tomorrow.
因为我们知道他掌管明天。
His grace is sufficient for us.
他的恩典足够我们用了。
And praise the Lord, when we return to the doctor and ran more tests, the condition actually reversed.
当我们感谢赞美主，当我们重新回到医生那边去检查的时候，这个整个这个病状已经被扭转了。
There's a little story I want to tell you also.
有一个小的故事我要告诉大家。
One time I went back to Hong Kong, I bought a very expensive glasses.
有一次我回到香港，买了一个非常贵的眼镜。
And it was one of those that it was, you know, above and beyond what I comfortable, you know, want to spend on a pair of glasses.
是那个眼镜的价钱呢，是超过我平时愿意花的那些钱。
So I came back, and then that following Sunday we went to dim sum. And for some reason after while I'm eating, I put my glasses down.
所以回来了之后呢，第二个星期天我们去吃早茶，不知道为什么我就把眼镜放在桌子上。
And I guess maybe I should use the word stupid me. I left without my glasses.
也许会我会用一个词呢，就说我真的很愚蠢，我就把眼镜留在那边。
So I went home, realized that I called the restaurant, and they said, "Oh, we didn't see any glasses."
所以回到家的时候，我意识到了，我就给餐馆打电话，他说我没有看见任何的眼镜。
So I was very perplexed. How can someone not see a pair of glasses?
我就里边非常的困惑，怎么会他们没有看见眼镜呢
？Why don't you just tell me you took my glasses?
为什么你不告诉我说这只是你占了我的眼镜呢
？So I was really kind of heavy.In my heart.
所以我的心里面非常的沉重。
And my son at that time was 12, 13 years old.
那个时候我的儿子大概12、13岁。
He saw me, he asked me, "Hey, Dad, what's happening?"
他就问我说，爸爸发生了什么呢？
So I told him, and you know what my son said?
所以我就告诉他，你知道我的儿子说什么吗？
So my son said, "Dad, why don't we pray together?"
我的儿子说：“为什么我们不一起祷告呢
？”So in his prayer, he said, "God, help my father to find the glasses."
在他的祷告当中，他说：“神呐、啊，求你帮助我的爸爸找到眼镜。
”And then he said, "If it is not your will for him not to find the glasses,"
他说：“如果不是你的旨意让他能够找到眼镜的话
，Pray that you will give him peace."
我也祷告，求你给他平安。
When I heard his prayer,
当我听见他的祷告的时候
，not just I have peace,
不仅仅我里边有了平安
，I have joy,
我开始有了喜乐。
And my son knows the heart of the Heavenly Father,
因为我的儿子他知道天父的心意。
It's noon right now.
我们已经来到了中午。
The word has to stop.
我们的信息需要停在这里。
I just want to share. When I came here, I get more feeling than what I'm trying to give you.
我要告诉大家，每次来到弟兄姐妹中间，我虽然讲的话比我里边的感觉好像更多。
So I learned that one of your brother is going through.Severe illness with cancer.
我知道在我们中间有一位弟兄正在经历了非常大的身体上的软弱，是癌症的。
We know there's up and down, and his health is deteriorating.
我们知道这一直在那个或者高或者低的时候，他的身体状况一直在。
And I know how hard it is, you know, for the family, for himself, for the body of Christ.
知道这对他的家庭。对他自己，对我们基督的身体上每位弟兄姐妹们是何等的艰难。
And I cannot imagine how much suffering up.
也没有办法想象他所受的苦。
Our brother shared that, I think it was Friday night when he shared, he said, "The truth will set us free."
我们的一位弟兄，我想是周五的时候分享说，真理 要叫我们得自由。
His body may be severely compromised.
他的身体可能经历了很多的患难。
But his spirit is in victory in the Lord.
但是他的灵是在主耶稣基督里边得胜的。
We can overcome.
我们可以得胜。
And that's what the promise of the Lord.
这是神的应许。
Yes, outward we have things we may have to worry.
是的，在外边我们有许多的事情让我们忧虑。
That can kill the body, but cannot kill your spirit.
能够杀身体的，不能杀灵魂。
You know, the Lord God is in a clothing business.
我们知道我们的神呢，他的工作是给我们穿上衣服。
Remember when Adam and Eve sinned, he made clothing for him.
我们记得亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，神给他们做衣服。
God clothes our body. When he said our body, actually referred to that our body is a sinful body.
当神给我们这个身体穿上衣服的时候，他讲到这个身体实际上是一个属罪的身体。
In the Bible, we talk about that. Even though we try to do good things, we try to do charity things and so on. Like people said, it's like a yin yang, right? You do more good things to balance with your sin.
我们知道，在人的思想当中呢，人是喜欢做这些好事的。我们一直在做，好像做善事。有的人觉得呢，多做善事就可以平衡，取消他的罪恶。
So the Bible there's a reference that said that you're trying to cover your sinful body with the garment of your righteousness.
所以圣经说呢，有的人是用他自己的衣服想要遮蔽他自己的罪恶。
But then they talk about that your garment is not just filthy, but it will dry up and will disappear.
圣经告诉我们说，我们自己这件衣服不仅仅是污秽的，并且呢，它要失去，要毁坏的。
So in the passage when the Lord said, "Your heavenly Father will clothe you."
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们的神要给我们穿上衣服。
He talk about that he would clothe you with a robe of righteousness.
讲到他要借着他要赐给我们义袍穿上。
And what does that mean?
什么意思呢？
That means when you accept Jesus as your Savior.
就是说当我们接受主耶稣基督做我们救主的时候。
He will cover you to that so that your sin will be covered.
他要遮盖我们，我们的罪恶被遮盖起来。
So when God look at you, he's seen the righteousness of Christ on you.
所以当神看我们的时候，他是看见主耶稣基督的义。
And your sin will be forgiven.
我们的罪就会被赦免。
And this clothing,
这个衣服
This clothing is to eternity.
这个衣服乃是为着永恒预备的。
It's a glorious clothing.
是一个充满荣耀的衣服。
It is the glorious hope when you accept Jesus as your Savior.
当我们接受主耶稣基督做救主的时候，我们里边有一个荣耀的盼望。
So this is the promise of God.
这是神的应许。
Do not worry.
不要忧虑。
But you have to have faith.
但是你需要有信心。
To accept Jesus as your Savior.
接受主耶稣基督作为你个人的救主。
Will you accept Jesus?
你愿意接受主耶稣吗？
Let us bow our head.
我们低头。
I'd like to say a prayer for those who like to accept the Lord as your Savior.
我要为着这些愿意接受主耶稣基督做救主的祷告。
And if you have not accepted or make that decision,
如果你还没有接受主耶稣基督做救主的
，I'd like you to raise your hand.
我盼望着你能够举手接受。
And I want to pray for you.
我要为你祷告。
So anyone amongst us?
在我们中间有人愿意接受主耶稣基督做救主吗
？And you feel the urge in your heart.
如果你在心里边感觉到那个心里边在催促你
，God is speaking to you.
是神对你说话。
And if you feel that you had little faith in the past,
如果你感觉到在过去你只是小信的
and you want to come to the Lord and ask Him to give you greater faith.
你需要来到主面前，让他给你更大的信心。
So I ask that you also commit yourself to the Lord.
我也邀请你把你自己委身于神。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, what an amazing grace.
主啊，你是何等奇妙的恩典。
You're mindful of people like us.
你向着我们这样的人显得是何等的关心。
You are the truth.
你是真理。
And the truth will set us free.
真理使我们得自由。
We pray that you will deliver us from the bondage of sin.
我们求你使我们脱离罪的捆绑。
And receive us as your children.
接受我们成为你的儿女。
And thank you for dying on the cross for us.
我们感谢你为着我们死在十字架上。
And the hope of glory you have given us.
你给我们一个荣耀的盼望。
And I pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.